A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time for Reverend Eugene Stevenson Ministries. Now, let's go to a broadcast already in service.
Acts chapter 5, verse 19. Acts chapter 5.
Yes, sir.
Acts chapter 5.
All right.
And verse 19. It's talking about repentance and being baptized.
Amen.
You have to say amen.
Amen.
But the angel of the Lord,
yes,
by night, opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go, stand, speak in the temple to the people of all the words of this life.
Come out
then. The verse 27. When they had brought them before the council and the high priest and asked them, verse 28, saying, did not we straightly command you that you should not teach in this name? Behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. 29 said, Peter said unto the other apostle, announcing and said, we are to obey God. Let's do it again. God is about increase.
Increase your finance. Increase your ministry.
Increase.
We have rolled up about $4,000-$5,000. Acts chapter 4 and verse 4. What reading is going to read about you tonight?
All right.
They put him in prison the next evening. These are boys sold out for Jesus. They know one thing. They got power because Jesus told them, tarry in the city of Jerusalem.
Yes, right.
Until you endure it with power.
Yes.
See, you need power to preach the gospel.
Yes.
You can't just get up here and talk about it. No, you need power to preach the gospel.
Yes.
Especially those ones that don't believe you anyway.
Right.
You know, you got people in your own home don't believe you anyway. I know I do.
Yeah.
Oh, he just faith.
Come on, come on.
Been doing it for 30 years, but I'm still faith.
Okay, yeah.
You just keep on saying I'm faith. I'm going to keep on marching along. Because I know one thing. The God I serve, he's able this morning. And he's able this afternoon. Well, you going through this morning and say, Lord, I know one thing. You may not come when you want. You may not come when I thank you. But you're going to be on time. Because he's all. Separate you from repent. That's one of the things Jesus said when he came on the cross. He said, repent for the kingdom of God. He went to the Father and said, say, Saul, Gab, Zabinese, Jew, millionaire. Yeah. He said, follow me.
Yeah.
And he jumped right on and followed him. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes,
Jesus trying to tell somebody tonight, follow me.
Yeah.
Because that was a vision.
Come on. What?
19 chapter.
Yes, sir.
16 verse.
What,
he said, good master.
Yes, sir.
What should I do?
Yeah.
Inherit the kingdom of God. I'm going to talk to you about it. The Bible said, Jesus said, the Ten Commandments.
Yes,
Sister Franklin.
Yes, sir.
And he said, well, I kept all
that. Yeah. Yeah.
You have riches in here.
He
can do that.
Yes,
because all of it belongs to him anyhow.
Nah.
He said, I got cattle on 1,000 each. So I'm 15. And if I was home, I wouldn't tell you. I thank God. He's not like us. He's compassionate. He's 100% spirit. And he's 100% compassionate. He got sleepy. He got tired. And he cursed the fig tree, didn't he? 11th chapter of Mark, didn't he? Because he wouldn't bear no fruit. See, we got to bear fruit. He come out, what it say right here? I'm pretty far in there. What it say? It say, this is our theme. A biblical blueprint for a healthy church. Them boys had it together because they sold their possessions in Acts 2. And the ones that didn't have, they made sure they had.
That's
what we do. We have neighbors, and neighbors look like, I don't know what. I ain't giving them another lost door. Just for not forget that God bless you with it so you can bless somebody else. See, when God do something, sometimes you can't figure it out. You can't figure it out. But the Bible says, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the door. And the other, I said, Bible is it? But they bent the door and said, but, see, that goes another way. But, they bent the
door.
We know that these boys here have done something because this boy that was still here was sitting at the gate every day asking for money, but now he's walking. This is Acts chapter 4. And they say, we're going to threaten them and tell them don't do this no more. But there's something about the name that makes you want to keep on saying, Jesus, my heavenly God. Jesus, my way maker. Jesus, the Son of the living God. Situations that they can't give in, but you gotta put it in the Lord's hand because God will.
Yes.
I said, God will.
Yes.
Make a way.
Yes.
Will you make a way?
Yes.
Will you make a way, huh?
Yes.
I don't know about you, will you make a way?
Yes.
Somehow, some way.
Yes.
Why are you trying to figure it out?
Yes.
They set them before the council. Did that
make sense?
Jesus said, when you go there, you ain't have to premeditate on what you got to say. Because you're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And they filled with the Holy Ghost. They ain't got no money. But they got faith from God. But I know it's true. They say, hey, you got no money now. Slipping gold, but I ain't got no money. But slipping gold, I have money. But in the name of Jesus, God, and they want to walk, got up, and walk.
Right.